and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, episode 52. No guest today, but I got my lovely co-host in the building. What the fuck was that? Justin, what the fuck?
No guest.
What the hell was that? Anyways, Justin, say what's up. Say what's up to the people. What's up to the people?
What's up, people? You didn't know that was an X?
I knew it was. I just didn't get what you was trying to do with that. Like, where was he taking where was he taking the viewers of that? But
no guest.
All right, no guest, chat. If y'all haven't realized that, no guest.
It's for the audio impaired people.
Imagine watching imagine watching a podcast and you're deaf, bro.
Subtitles, bro.
Anyways, to the top right of your screen for the audio impaired people is the one and only Dominique Upchurch. Say what's up to the people.
He's muted.
Let's do it right here. Let me get my fucking.
Did you eat a cookie at us?
You want to say what's up to the people?
Just chewing, bro. I don't want to hear that. Give me a second.
Yeah, man, I'm polite. I'm not about to chew in people's ears, man. What's popping? It's your my favorite midnight snack. Welcome to episode. What episode is this?
52. Yo, Dom is so out of the loop, bro. I swear.
It's episode 52, man.
Last fucking episode, dude was blasted out of his mind the whole pod. Now he's just munching on Burger King. This dude right here. shout out to the iTunes people. Leave us a 5-star. If we can get to 100 5-stars. Or just reviews in general in like the next 2 months. That would be pretty cool.
Review, please.
Shout out to the Spotify people. Shout out to the Twitch follower chat in the building. What's good, y'all? What's up to the regulars? Rose, Pizza Bagels, Cool Bro, Cardiac. You know the vibes. Shout out to Patreon as well. Links to the Patreon in the chat. Cool Bro said TOS. What do I do? Anyways. But how was my co-host, man? I'm trying to check him. My fucking nose is bleeding. But how have y'all been? Have y'all been since 2 days ago?
Shit, I don't know. I just went to school and such.
Sick.
Wait. You're in Rhode Island, right?
Yeah.
Did it just get super hot there?
Yeah. Angle. Okay, so yeah, I haven't honestly out of nowhere. Checked the weather, but
out of nowhere it was like 70 today, like nobody's business.
That's why it was that hot, bro. Oh my god,
I was soaking in that vitamin.
That D. Vitamin what?
Vitamin D.
Yeah. Vitamin D.
Absorb that shit.
Shout out to CMB for the tier one sub to Justin Blake.
Absorb that vitamin D, Justin.
How was
it? Who gifted me a sub? Yes. Bless you, God.
Yo, Justin,
balls.
How was it? How was it?
It was a blessing.
Blessings on blessings.
Blessings on blessings. We're going to have to end this one early.
Oh, man, this is a great start.
Dom, okay. How have you been, bro? Anything popping on locker room?
Things good, man. Hey, man, you know me, locker room legend, out here bullying kids with RJ Hampton. You already know.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go? I don't think we touched on that last pod. Like, what happened to that?
So, basically, I got pulled up in RJ Hampton's room, and chat started saying, hey, pull Damo up. Mind you, I don't know why niggas is asking to pull me up. I don't know what the fuck I'm about to say to RJ Hampton, but had to think on the fly. So, I basically just asked him, you know, how was it being, like, you know, you slid in the draft, Bobo slides in the draft, Mike Porter Jr. slides in the draft, y'all all slide to the Nets, and y'all are really, like, waiting for your time to shine. MPJ's really getting his chance now, or what seems to be getting his chance now, but in terms of, you know, everything, they're all waiting to get their chances. Ask them about that, and then after that, we was just shooting the shits. You know me, once I get up there, I'm just making niggas laugh at that point, so I was up there making everybody laugh. Then, you know, we start bullying Chart Boy, a.k.a. Eli.
RJ Hampton?
Yes, RJ Hampton. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
He was participating in the fun?
Listen, RJ Hampton, yo, he got that dog in him. I love RJ Hampton.
That will to win?
Listen, after talking to Eric Pascal and fucking Iguodala and you know the everyone else. He's the only one that ain't give a fuck and was just like, bro, I'm just here. But like, I'm not. He wasn't trying to keep the PC. He wasn't trying to keep. Obviously, he wasn't going out there just saying wild shit. Not with Leonard, but he just was. He was just. He was keeping it cool. It was like a regular. He was like a regular nigga that happened to be ultra nice at basketball. And we just bullying JV niggas talking about they could. They were shooting the same percentages and they got good shots. So me and our.
Oh, was Eli bragging about how he shoots 38%?
No, Eli was saying how him and RJ Hampton shoot the same from the free throw line. And RJ was like,
is there a difference?
Wait, well, because listen, that's what Eli was trying to say. Eli was like, I don't see there being a difference with your overseas numbers and me shooting. And then RJ was like, wait, everybody stop, everybody mute. So I'm like,
uh-oh.
He's like, where do you play? He was like, I'm in Houston. Now, Mike Miller's my coach. He was like, I really don't care, but okay. he was like, you're in Houston. What's your name? My name is Elijah. He's like, I don't know no Elijah. You don't, like, I don't really know you like that down there. Like, and I be in all the gyms. I'm like, yo, I started to feel bad. So, you know me, I'm coming to the defense. I'm like, yo, RJ, bro, he in high school, man. You think, I'm like, you might be thinking Houston College, but he doesn't go to the University of Houston, but he's just, he's in high school. He's like, nigga, nah, I hoop all the time. I'm always in all the high school gyms down there working out. I don't know this nigga. Like, where you at in Houston? I'm like, hey, Eli.
That's all you.
I'm like, hey, protect the brand.
He said I was in the streets. Like, hey, I didn't see you there.
I'm like, hey, Eli, you're by yourself. That nigga said, he's like, nah. I don't know this nigga. Like, he was like, bro. So what do you play? What varsity team you play? He's like, oh, you know, I play JV. All you heard was, ba-da-doo, RJ kicked him. So I was like, oh, shit. What happened? Everybody's like, wait, what happened? He was like, man, I'm not about to argue with no nigga talking about he shoot the same to me. He play fucking JV. I'm in the NBA. Stop it. I'm like, yo.
Shout out RJ, bro.
I
don't know why. For some reason, just because he went overseas, in my head, I thought he had an accent for some reason.
Jesus Christ.
But that's on me. My bad.
Where did he play?
RJ Hampton. Hmm? He played overseas.
But where? Well, no, he went to high school over here, but he didn't go to college.
Jesus Christ.
He went to play in the NBL the same year LaMelo went.
Yeah. They were like the...
When you say you thought he had an accent, like you heard his voice and you're like, oh, there's an accent. Or like you thought he was going to have an accent and he didn't.
Oh, me?
Yeah. The only person who said that they thought he had an accent.
No, I don't know. I just thought like he had like some sort of British accent for some reason or some shit.
Like it sounded like he had a British accent.
You thought he was Dante Exum?
Yeah.
He sounded like British?
That's shit.
Thought he was Dante Exum.
With the way Dom described it, he's just a dude from the U.S. that played basketball overseas for a year.
Yo.
He came back.
he played in Great Britain?
I promise you, bro. I promise you. I am going to be in every single one of RJ's rooms, man. He is my locker room best buddy. That is hilarious.
That's crazy.
Yeah, locker room's been good, man.
Well, Dom kind of touched on it earlier, and I guess we got to talk about it, but this dude Myers Leonard.
Let's get this shit out of the way. Let's just get this out of the way.
I'm not trying to make this the whole pod, bro, because it's already played out, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could just go on Twitter.
We already know the NBA's not doing nothing.
That's what I'm saying. So, for the people who don't know, Myers Leonard of the Miami Heat was on Twitch, the very platform you guys are on. Crazy. And
full circle.
Was playing Call of Duty. He got sniped, and he said a derogatory anti-Semitic term. And then, like 20 minutes later, he got a call, and he was like, "One sec, boys." And then he just muted his mic. And you can just see in his face, like his face, like freeze up and cold, like just shut down. And then he goes back on the mic. Yeah, I gotta spend some time with my wife, guys. Gotta spend some time with my wife. I'll hop off.
Bloop. Oh, I didn't see that part.
Hops off stream. That's the narrative we roll with. Fucking Rudy put that clip up on Twitter, and after everything played out, Rudy was like, yeah, you can see the moment this dude realized he fucked up live on stream. I was like, yo, that's tough. That's tough. But Justin and Dom, any quick thoughts on Sir Leonard?
Man, I don't
know. He's a fucking idiot.
That's really all it is, bro. That's really all it is. Yeah, that's really all there is to say. Like, the fact that the dude, the only thing I'll say about it is the fact that the dude is 30 years old, is an NBA player, was on Twitch with more people watching him than regular people, got sniped, had time to not say it, and still chose to say it.
To say it.
Knowing what the fuck would happen. It don't really matter. The fact that he didn't know what he meant is worse. It's worse because this dude was the same dude back in
Yeah, when you can use that excuse when you're like 12, not when you're 30.
That's what not when you're 30, and also you were trying to be this martyr, whatever the word is, back in the bubble when everyone was kneeling, and he was the one that stood in front of everyone and was like, "Nah, I'm more woke than y'all, and I know more shit about this than all of y'all. Y'all are wrong. I'm not." That he goes on stream and he doesn't even know what that word means. I'm like, yo.
Maybe he did know what it meant.
Maybe he did. That. I don't know.
I said maybe he didn't. What I heard was his reaction from the phone call made it seem like he didn't realize like he probably knew it was bad, but he probably didn't know like it was bad until he got the call and he was like, "Oh shit! Like that's a bad one. That's one of the no-nos.
That's one of the no-nos.
But y'all no-nos. This dude right here." What's crazy was the anti-semantics, man. This is the rare. What's crazy was the sub cancellations on Twitter as well. Like the people that would slightly not even support Myles Leonard, they would just say, "Oh, y'all are soft." They would get canceled as well, which was crazy. Like Aiden Ross tweeted something about it. Like everyone was on his ass.
What do you think is gonna happen?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, he's not playing. Do you think he'll come back?
I think he'll get suspended for 5-7 games, maybe at most. Maybe get like a 50K fine. But I don't think he'll get ejected or like kicked off the league. But he did lose a lot of sponsorships already on his
team. I mean, he got basically kicked off the team indefinitely.
Pretty much. I don't see them bringing him back. Fact check me on this, but I heard that the Miami Heat owner is Jewish as well. So that's
I heard that too.
That's a double whammy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
As I just said, the owner.
I feel Jewish, like that so. Doesn't matter, but it definitely doesn't help.
Yeah, you know? It's just it's tough.
Like, that's what's gonna happen is gonna happen regardless of what the owner is. But like,
it's the fact that he's 30 years old and a grown ass man.
Yeah, and I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Knows how social media works.
I was playing Call of Duty in middle school, and I've said some things I shouldn't have said.
Look at this dude.
Looking back, but I was a little kid. Like, this is an adult.
Yeah, that's AIDS. That's AIDS.
It's like what's that guy, Papa John? Did y'all hear about that?
What happened with
Papa John's dude? He's a fucking idiot too.
Papa John said it took him 20 months to eliminate the N-word from his vocabulary.
He counted.
I believe it's 20.
He counted.
They gave him N-word chips.
It's like it was rehab.
Okay.
Like it was
I'm about
AA
to say
chips,
what? Imagine he started like Jan of 2019.
Which
goes into August of 2020. He's like, okay, I think it's out. Is it out?
I think it's out.
Yeah, it's
he
gone.
Gets his
it's
chip gone. Like the AA chip. N-word clean. Think about it like this.
N-word clean.
Like, you use the word like recreationally, I guess. If you were told like
all the time
you can't use it, right? How long do you think it would take you to stop saying it?
I wouldn't.
No. Okay.
No
I know
means,
you wouldn't. But
no.
Like,
if no there was means. A reason,
if there was a reason for whatever reason you had to stop. And they were like, "Yo, just stop like as soon as you can." And you're like, "Okay, I guess I will." How do you think it would take you 20 months?
No, because I wouldn't stop.
Okay. you're not even playing the game with me here.
I am all playing right. The game with you. I'm telling you, I'm ignorant. I'm not going to stop using it. I'm Whatever it means to me is what I'm is means to me. There's no way you're telling me that if I'm not hurting people with what I'm saying. First of all, wait, don't compare me to Papa John's. First of all, I'm not speaking as Papa John's.
This is a hard one to compare. This is not
hard one to compare. Papa Don.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. For example. Okay. For example, I know one. The F word.
Right.
Oh,
that
not the one that for starts us, with you, or
yeah. The F word. Us growing up, we used to that was a recreational word. I could say, like, if we could be honest, that was a recreational word. And don't you know, that fine as the years right got on, I'm just saying, as the years went on, instead of saying that word, now we use it like how we say the hard R. We call it the F word now because we know how
that's crazy.
Much weight.
No, that's different.
Saying actually that word, that's not different.
No, let me explain.
For Papa John, I'm saying for Papa
John. I'll let you finish.
That's a word that he's been using regardless if it's in public or behind closed doors, but he's used that word for however long he's wanting to use that word. Him changing it is just like how for us, the F word is a word that we just changed to use. Now, we decided to not say no more. I don't know how long it took you guys to realize, you know what, I'm just not going to say it. But I'm pretty sure it wasn't just like we can't say the F word.
Tough.
Okay. Like, no, it probably came out a couple of times. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. It
probably came out a couple of times. But, no. Like, you still, you know, you get past that point. And just for him, I guess, it's just such a hard word to shake. And that concerns me because how long have you been calling people the N-word?
Well, it's not necessarily calling after giving people them a pizza, it could God. Just be like using the word. Like,
nah, he's calling people that. Like, let somebody not tip
it's him not like,
as a delivery driver.
Maybe he is. Maybe he is. I don't know. But I find it hard to believe he's just walking up to like minorities and just yelling it at them. He's like, I can't stop.
No. I can't stop.
Ah, stop me.
Yes. I feel like he'll just be saying it and he'll be like, oh, my homies. And they'll be like, oh, shit, I said it again.
Rats. You know? Got rats. Me again. This dude right here.
So I respect the effort to not be racist. I mean, you can't complain about people being racist and then get mad at them for trying not to. But 20 months? Bro.
Just stuck on that 20 months, bro.
That's like almost 2 years.
This dude right here, bro. Yes, yeah, that's a lot of days, bro. That's damn near 400 days. You couldn't. It took you that long, bro. Not 400, 800. But let's move on. More stuff did happen the last 2 days. Specifically today, LaMarcus Aldridge and the Spurs have mutually agreed to part ways. So obviously with these situations going on, everyone gets to predict in where's LaMarcus Aldridge gonna go. And honestly, at this point, whenever these type of players come up, it's just, yo, you got them going to the Nets or the Lakers, because that's really what it boils down to at this point. Same thing with Andre Drummond. So what do y'all feel about LaMarcus Aldridge? What's gonna happen with him?
I'm pretty sure I sit in locker room
LA to LA
on either Tuesday or last Thursday. I'm pretty sure I asked, like, in the locker room, does LaMarcus Aldridge still play in the NBA? So that's my opinion on him. It did not
he's
matter.
Like, yeah, no, I'm not really.
For a player that's, for a majority of his career, has been able to shoot the ball and isn't, like, a liability like a Andre Drummond or a Rudy Gobert from the perimeter, he hasn't aged well in the NBA, which is crazy. And he has a little handle to his game, too. That's just tough. Dom, why'd you put a kissy emoji in the chat, bro?
Huh?
Dom Church 42?
What are you talking about?
Who's Dom kissy Church 42, bro? Who's Dom Church 42?
Who is this guy?
Yo, who is that? Who is that?
What do you mean by that?
Yo, this dude right here. yo. Speaking of Dom Church and numbers at the end, yo, what happened to your viral talk, bro?
Bro, don't even talk to me about bum ass TikTok right now, bro.
Oh, you actually heard
niggas that hate to see me win, bro. Niggas hate seeing a nigga win, bro. My shit got to 30K. We were live when it went viral. And again, it hit the algorithm. We were live, bro. Again. We were live. So I wake up. Mind you, I wake up. It was at like 9,000. So I'm like, okay. So obviously this is going to be like a 10K one. Cool. I'm just working and I notice, like, I'm getting notifications. I'm like, what the fuck? And I notice that shit went from 9K. I looked at it. That shit was at 9K. That shit jumped to 12. I refresh 15. Refresh 18. I'm like, oh shit, it's happening again. Man, happy. Put my phone down, come back, refresh 25. I'm like, bet. And that's when I took the screenshot, put it on Snapchat, go in the comments, being the dickhead that I am, get to arguing with people. Well, not arguing with people, but somebody said some shit that pissed me off. Niggas is like, oh, all this for a drip of clout. I'm like, clout? A drip of. A drip? What?
A drip?
Do y'all know who I am?
I'm like, first of all, nigga, I really was like, nigga, do you know who I am? Stop it. Like, I don't need a drip of clout. I'm like, I was like, bro,
do
I
you
don't
know a drip
do of you clout. Know the group chats I'm in? Stop.
Stop it. Stop. But I'm just like, nigga, I don't need a drip of clout. I have a drip of clout. I don't need a drip of clout, my nigga. That's not what I need right now. And then somebody else was like, nigga, who the fuck are you? I'm like, bitch, who are you? I'm like, nigga, now I'm about to get disrespectful. Bitch, who are you, Mr. Two Followers on TikTok? Like, who the fuck is this? And we start going back and forth, and then all I see somebody say, oh, humble yourself, nigga. I'm like, nigga, suck my dick. How about that? Next thing you know, community violation, video muted. I'm like,
Oh, so you—that's why that video got taken down, not because
just for
of,
the comment.
Yeah,
I thought it was because not of because content of the, in the video.
No, somebody.
So
don't
you fucked up then?
Like,
That's tough.
That's what I said. That's why I was mad. That's why I texted the group chat. I was like, I'm mad, but I know I shouldn't be that mad. But it makes me mad because I fucked up, and that's why I'm getting more mad because the way it happened, it just keeps making me more mad. But now,
why didn't they just delete your comment?
Hmm?
Why don't you just delete your comment?
Well, it's too late. Yeah,
the video's flagged. Yeah.
No. Why didn't they just delete your comment? Like, instead of taking down the whole video,
they reported the video. They didn't report the comment.
Yeah, you can't report a comment. I'm pretty sure.
But I'm pretty sure what happened was either because once it hit the For You pages, I'm pretty sure it was a couple Karens that didn't like the content and they just report. Icky. Plus, I got the super straight flag on my profile. That's another thing I think fucked me up too. I got the super straight flag on my profile, and there's people going around reporting everybody with super straight flags on that shit too. So
what is super straight.
Wait, you
literally can... all it is a way to troll the trans community. That's it.
Is it a violation though? Like, can you actually get taken down for that?
No. But motherfuckers that don't like the whole trolling of with the flags, they just. Yes, that's.
I ain't gonna lie. When I saw that, I thought that was just the Pornhub logo, like people.
Pornhub
just...
thing. That's what they was using it for, but now they're using it as a super straight flag.
Super straight, and then go on Pornhub to watch lesbian porn.
Jersey Boy Marv said Dom would have that super straight shit.
You gotta, hey man, you gotta get where you fit in, bro.
Yo, this is right here. Another topic on the list. Apparently, this is a hard transition. But
hard transition. Producer Wardu, semantics man,
Wardu with the tops. Pause. So Whoa. the stimulus is getting signed by Hero Button.
Papa Joe.
The stimulus is getting signed by Joe Biden on Friday. Allegedly. How much? Number one, the question is how much is it, and number two, what are y'all spending it on?
Pretty sure $1,400 and a new car.
New car, a used one. Car.
A new used car. There you go.
A new used car.
Justin, what about you?
What happened to your car? I'm not getting it. Probably.
Isn't it everyone like the qualification for this new stimulus check is way broader than the first one.
Like,
yeah, you're
lagging. Wait, what's up?
You're lagging hella bad. No. The qualifications for this new stimulus check is much broader than the first one, I believe. A lot of people qualify for it, and it's like more than twice. The amount.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm unemployed since I'm like a student right now, so I don't think I would get it regardless, right?
Again, I need to double check the qualifications, but I'm pretty sure even I qualify.
I don't
see Justin. You Joe, definitely qualify for it. What you say? You're unemployed.
Joe, I don't need your handouts.
I don't need your handouts.
I don't need your handouts.
Give me a stimulus check.
I'm about to say, man.
You're definitely.
I don't need your handouts. I'll take your handouts, but I don't need your handouts.
This dude, MAGA Justin. See, look at that. We'll refuse free money from Biden.
Anyways,
look at the right wing, guys. Look at the right wing. Yes, this dude right here, bro. This dude right here, man.
Actually, listen. If I get the stimmy check under Biden, but not under Trump, listen. Y'all can't call me MAGA anymore because I'm going to be.
You never got
I'm gonna be a Joe wagon. I'm gonna hop on the Joe wagon.
The Joe wagon.
Wait, you never got the first two stimulus checks?
No,
I didn't as well.
I don't know why. I think it's because like I'm not employed or something. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I think mine
or
was
maybe
because
I'm a student.
Mine was. I think I'm not sure, but I'm still a dependent under my parents. But
I don't know how
I'm over
to tell
18.
If I'm dependent.
Like if you're a dependent under your parents and you're under 18, you could have gotten it. Again, I might be wrong on this, but
like how do they know if you're dependent or how do you like tell them if you're
because with your parents filing your taxes, if your parents claim you're in your taxes, you obviously couldn't file taxes that year.
They better stop claiming me then.
Or it might have been because I wasn't. I don't know. I need to check again. But long story short, I didn't qualify for the first one, and I'm pretty sure the restrictions for this new one is broader, but assuming everyone on the panel gets $1,400 in their bank account for free, Dom, stop putting these kissy emojis in the chat. what are y'all doing with that money, man?
Car and setup.
Hey,
I think I'm gonna get
a GPU because them prices is crazy.
Nah, I already have the money for the computer like set aside.
Oh, so word!
I'm doing good.
Crazy.
Bro, you sent it to me. Did you forget?
No. It's just crazy how far we've come as a pod. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
We're not even a year in. That's crazy. Anyways, keep going.
Me and my roommates want to get a what's it called? Like a four wheeler type thing that we can just like drive around and do stupid shit with.
Y'all are all gonna pitch in on a four wheeler.
Oh, if we get like a used, like shitty one, yeah, why not? How much?
My question is, who gets to keep it?
Oh, we'll break it before we graduate.
It's a rate.
We still have rest of this year, next semester, or next whole school year, and since my school does 5-year programs, the whole year after that, that's 2.5 years.
Are you doing the 5-year program?
No, but I might be working here anyway. So
he said, I might just live in the house to use the four wheeler.
I mean, it's super cheap. It's super cheap to live here.
In New York? I thought it was mad expensive. No? Or does that... Oh, okay, never mind. That's
cheap. I'll just... $450.
Yeah, that's cheap then. That's cheap.
Plus utes.
Plus utes. Look at this dude.
You know the vibes.
Plus utes.
Dom, you're refreshing the page? Your TikTok page right now? You're refreshing your TikTok page?
No.
He's re-uploading it.
I'm not re-uploading. There's no point in me re-uploading that shit either. Every time I post it, the first 2 hours, it can't even be seen because it's under review.
You know what's crazy? Wordy tried to dabble into the TikTok game, and his very first video got flagged.
For sexual content. I told him, relax with the sexual content, Wordy.
I'm saying, why y'all trying to push the sexual content on the talk, bro?
He probably showed some porn.
What's up with y'all? What's up with y'all?
No, they hate them boy nipples.
Yeah, bro, that's tough. So, I mean, for me, if I got $1,400, I'd reinvest into my portfolio, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Buy some GME, that? You know what I'm saying?
Invest their souls.
You know what I'm saying? Buy some Top Shop packs, you know what I'm saying?
Hey. The website was still on some fuck shit. I was trying
buy
to
some car-
Top Shot.
Yo, this is Justin. Look at him. Look at him chat. Anyways, he's back. Justin, are you?
I'm waiting for no. When it lags, it like freezes and then it like speeds up and plays everything. So I have to like wait for it to finish. You speak like super fast and I have to wait. Yeah, it's tough.
Okay.
I might get some of those rookie cards like that dude. What was that guy's name again that came on with
Buster,
the cards?
Buster,
yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, I might get some rookie cards. Invest.
This motherfucker said, I got the first basketball card ever. I'm like, yo, what?
He's like, yeah, Michael Jordan rookie card, Shaquille O'Neal rookie card.
He said, I got this card right here. Y'all might not know who he is, but it is the first basketball card ever. I'm like, relax with the flex.
That nigga went up. He was like, you know what? Let me see what I got above my bed. It was scrolling through and shit. He looked at something.
He was in a hotel. He wasn't even home. These were his casual cards.
No, he had a little rack in the back. He was definitely like at home base or whatever. Home bases.
He said on the podcast that he was like traveling and like he had like his good cards like somewhere else. Like those are just the ones.
He said he had those in a safe. He said he doesn't care. Yeah. He has to keep those on him at his house.
Something like that.
He was at home for the video when he did that.
Anyways, the cards he showed us were his
best cards. Yeah. His best cards he had in the
series. Which is crazy.
Do y'all think trading cards can be a full source of income? Like that, yes. at least your primary source of income. Because I feel the majority of people I talk to, at least, it's kind of like a side hustle thing. Like they'll gain an extra $1,000, $2,000 a month from it, but it's not something that they literally make a living off of primarily.
I feel like some people could. Someone could, but it probably wouldn't be smart. It's like, you know those people that do like card counting, like at casinos? If you're insanely good at it, you can do it full time, but most people can't. So maybe it's something like that. Like you gotta know the ins and outs, you know? Mm.
Rose Streams in the chat says, Justin seems like an almond milk kind of guy. Is that true?
No. What is an almond milk type of guy?
It's like
what does that mean?
Gluten free or something? Or
it's just almond milk. It's not gluten. Like,
no, like the people that eat it. No, not gluten free. What's it called? Like vegan or whatever. Vegan. It is vegan because they can't drink milk.
I think it's just a healthier choice in general.
Or
I don't think it's vegan.
Lactose.
Only.
Like some people can't eat lactose or lactate or.
It's a milk alternative. What is underrated? Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if y'all tried it. Oat milk. Mm-hmm. Y'all had oat milk, bro.
Listen, no. Every time someone says,
"Who?"
Listen, oat they're milk? Like, "Oh, check out this new milk." No. Like, this blank blank milk.
Don't say who.
Try it. I swear it's good. I've tried lactate. I've tried almond milk. I've tried every type of alternative milk.
Lactate.
Because people, lactate.
What the fuck is lactate, that?
Lactate is a milk.
It's titty milk. It's titty milk. Lactate is titty milk.
It's disgusting.
Yo, and Justin, you drink breast milk?
No, that's not what it is. Lactate, not tate.
Didn't he just say it's titty milk?
He was capping. Bro, you're believing Dom?
Yo, this dude right here. That's racist.
Justin.
No, got him in a corner, coach.
This is reverse racism.
Reverse racism?
Implementing
you don't want to say you're drinking lactate milk.
No, lactate with a D.
Yeah, so what is lactate? Like, apparently it's not breast milk, so
I think it's just the brand is called lactate, but it's like lactose free milk.
Okay.
And it tastes like chalk water. But motherfuckers had the audacity to say, oh, it's great. It tastes just like regular milk. And when someone like you tells me to drink goat milk or oat milk or whatever the fuck.
I can't
say goat milk.
Oh my God. I can't say it soon, bro. Just try it. Okay, drink oat milk
but
and
that's
then
the
put calorie-free sweetener.
And then I just try it and it's ass. Did you say sweetener?
Yeah, calorie-free sweetener. That's what I put in it. It's just gas.
Like Splenda?
I don't know. It's great value. It's pretty cheap. 100-pack. Oh calorie free. Sweet. You know the vibes. Uh-oh. He lagging again.
Oat. We'll try oat milk just because he told me. You know what? I changed my mind. I'll try it.
All right.
You going to try the goat milk? I mean oat milk?
Is it oats mixed with milk?
I don't think it's mixed
or is it
with
oats
milk.
Made out of milk.
It's milk made out of... Oh, oats that's what I meant. Made just, out of. I can't.
Just so like I don't want a carton of thick milk, man. I don't want a thick ass oat.
He said it's oats made out of milk. Look at this dude.
No, listen. Is it milk or is it made out of oats, or is it milk with oats in it?
It's not it's milk with oats in it. Like, almond milk isn't milk with almonds
that's
in it.
That's what almonds in it.
It's dude right here. No, it's milk you make out of oats the same way.
But chocolate milk is milk with chocolate in it. So it was a valid
that's
question.
Different. What the fuck?
Exactly. So I didn't know which kind it was.
Oh, my God. This is
you compare chocolate to oats?
Yo, Justin, you're all different. Mac and Justin is different.
Justin, please tell me. How the hell could you even make milk out of goddamn chocolate? How? That's not even a thing. That's not even a question.
How do you make milk out of oats?
How do you? I don't know how you make it out of almonds, but they do.
Then why can't they make it out of chocolate?
Tell me how you would make milk out of chocolate.
But I'm sure it could be done. Actually.
No, it cannot. You cannot make milk out of chocolate. Not out of chocolate. No.
My friend was telling me.
Oh my god!
My roommate actually. He was telling me.
Oh god!
Someone in his major made plastic out of milk.
Okay. They made plastic out of milk.
It's not milk what does that out have of to plastic.
Do?
What the fuck?
Thank you. It's not milk out of plastic, Justin.
Well, listen. If you can make plastic in the milk in the plastic, why can't you make plastic?
I can't with you, bro. I can't, bro. Look at this dude.
That's crazy.
Milk out of
that
plastic.
Has nothing to do with what we're talking about. First of all, we're just the only reason we're on milk.
I think
milk.
It's just the milk that who stimulated my. Milk?
Who brought up milk?
This guy.
No, I brought up a Rose Stream's comment in the chat. I just said.
Oh my god.
He just said Justin seems like an almond milk kind of guy.
Like almond milk type
and
of guy.
I just said try bro. Oat milk. You know what I'm saying?
There's no way you literally think there's a way you can make milk out of fucking plastic.
No. It's plastic made out of milk.
No, I'm saying you just said. Well, I'm just saying if they made plastic out of milk, you
wait.
Milk.
Oh, I'm just joking about that part. How can you make plastic out of milk? Isn't that its know. Own material? Science. That's like it's making science. Wood out of milk. It's how science. Do you make wood out of milk? Is wood. If well, it's made out of milk, it's just what milk at that point.
Plastic doesn't grow. Plastic is man-made. Wood
yeah.
is not.
Yeah, it's not
natural.
Made out of fucking cow.
We got
cow
into
milk.
A milk debate on let's keep it a fuck.
Well, I don't know. Well.
Uh-oh.
Oat milk isn't actual milk, is it?
What the fuck is it, juice?
it's not fucking milk.
Yes, it is.
It's just supposed to taste like milk. Almond milk.
It's fucking it's milk flavored water.
Is almond milk really milk? It's not.
I can't.
Nah, I don't even trust y'all. I'm resorting to the internet.
Don't trust us.
Doggos, what the fuck is it, juice?
Said it's not milk. It tastes like milk. Things walking around with milk flavored water, bro.
It says,
"Yo,
oat milk is a non-dairy, lactose-free, and vegan-friendly alternative to cow's milk."
Holy shit!
That didn't answer it. The question I even typed in.
I don't think milk has to come from a cow.
But it has to come from a titty. That's the whole point.
That's all
right. Right? Have you ever had not dogs before?
Hot dogs?
No! Not dogs.
What?
Not dogs.
Not dogs.
Listen. They're vegan. What? They're vegan. They're vegetarian. They're meant to taste like hot dogs, but they're made out of like tofu or plant or whatever, right? So it's not actually a hot dog. It's just like a like supposed to be as close as you can get.
What are you trying to say?
That's why I'm saying like oat milk isn't really milk. I'm right. Regardless. I'm right and you're wrong.
Justin is the funniest nigga I know, bro.
I swear, bro. Holy shit.
Because a couple of my cousins are vegetarian. So
it took you. It took us this long for to actually unlock true Justin, bro. This motherfucker was holding back the first 30 episodes of the pod, bro.
Not even I that. Swear. It took TBH to unlock the damn lock on Justin.
It took a legend.
This is a late bloomer. The Steve Nash of the pod game, bro. That's crazy.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, my God. They have tofurkey, not dogs.
Bro, stop. All that type of stuff.
That nigga said.
He's still going.
That nigga said. Yo. I don't think milk has to come from a cow. No, it just comes from a titty.
It does. This is called goat's milk. Goat's milk is milk.
It's called an udder, bro. It's not a fucking titty, bro. It's an udder.
Well, all right.
Udder. Udder.
Oh, okay, titty, semantics, bro. Man.
Semantics.
Semantics. Udder. I know your almonds and your oats didn't come from no goddamn udders either, so that's not even a good argument.
Holy shit. Justin actually might be right, but I don't know. That shit was just hilarious. I don't know
if I'm right. I'm just...
Why are they talking about tofu?
Talking about impasta dogs.
Fake it till you make it.
Because that's what fucking not dogs made out of. Fucking tofu.
It's tofu, I think.
Impasta dogs.
And tofurkey. Impasta dog.
That shit is wild. That shit is wild. I just don't know how to transition to the next topic because the next topic is just congratulations.
Chris Milk is vegan if it's with consent.
Look at this dude. Look at this dude.
Cool, bro. Relax.
Oh my God. Let's keep it a tofu. Okay.
Let's keep it a tofu. Anyways, next order next of business. Topic. Shout out to Rusty Buckets for buying a new house.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up. Congrats, Rusty. Congrats, Rusty.
Yes, sir. He is living my dream right now.
Where's he at? What's
he at? He's living my dream.
I wish I was Rusty.
Oh, man.
I think he's still in North Carolina, I'm pretty sure. He mentioned about moving to near Atlanta as well. Everyone's moving to Atlanta, bro. I swear to God.
Why would he buy a house when he's thinking about moving to Atlanta?
I don't know. It might have changed. That was a while back. But shout out, Rusty. Shout out, Rusty. Congratulations on the new house.
Hey, Rusty, man. If you see this, just know anytime, any day you want to set up a little 1v1 in that court, bro. All
right. As long as it's on the court, bro. Don't look at the camera. Look at that, bro. This dude right here, bro. Yo, stop giving us a DSL POV, bro. This is
1v1 is the Patreon episode.
The Patreon. Yo, stop.
That would be sick.
That shit was cut off the stream too. This dude Dom is going like this, bro. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you.
Allegedly.
Bro.
Allegedly.
Frank Mason says, bro got a new crib to beat off in. That's wild.
He's gonna go in every room and christen it.
Oh God! Can you imagine? Him doing that above
every
door?
He's not doing it there by himself, right?
Instead of
the wine or whatever they do.
No, when people get a passer to their new house to put holy water in every room.
Oh no! I was thinking, I think it's like with boats, like when you first set sail on like a new boat, you like break like. It's like a bottle of wine or like champagne or something. It's called christening. You don't know that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's what I'm talking about as well with the house.
Were talking about holy water, Chief. Oh. That's completely different.
It's something to do with... I can't... Is wine milk?
It's unholy water.
Can you make milk out of wine, Justin?
Still right here.
I could do anything if I put my mind to it.
Look at you.
Is he living there by himself?
I'm assuming.
I don't know, man. Maybe Rusty got a little baddie on the side.
Maybe he just got that bag, bro. I mean,
or like
bag,
maybe.
I've been looking at his channel. Like, that shit is consistent now. He's getting consistently, like, 40K every video. Like, once a week, once twice a week, a video hits, like... 70+K, sometimes 100K. Then he has a second channel where he's doing more unscripted, right? Shit. He's getting like 20-30K on that on the second channel. Dude is out there, bro. Shout out Rusty. Jesus Christ. Shout out Rusty,
big
bro.
Big Rusty out there.
His dude,
gunshots.
He's full time, right? No school.
The last time I knew of it, he was in community college. But I don't know if he's still in it. But yeah, bro, this dude dumb. I'm trying to give boy Rusty props. Anyways, I'm gonna talk through it. But with the way he grinded in 2020, bro, that shit was insane. Dude was uploading.
Who needs college? Who needs college?
Dude was uploading fucking five pretty much video essays a week, bro.
Yeah.
That shit is wild. Didn't get any copyright claims in the process. Dude was wilding out, bro. So shout out Rusty. But Dom, you can go ahead and lick some pussy on stream. You got the floor now. You got the floor now, you know. And this is for the audio.
I feel like we gotta.
This is for the audio impaired people.
Audio impaired people, like, you know all how right. I feel about you for supporting this.
Hold up, I just have to address something. Uh-oh. Rose streams with the talking trash about my white Yeti. I'll have you know that this is Brian's white Yeti. So if anyone's mad at it, case closed.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It be your own, Justin.
I don't know why white Yeti makes you MAGA, but...
Because it's white.
That's tough.
Because it's white. Knows it's...
Just because it's white? Knows... Okay.
Everybody knows if it's not white, it's not right, man.
That's why my chapstick's white.
Is there... He really embracing the role now, bro.
I literally said, if it's not white, it's not right. And this nigga...
Oh, shit. Like,
that's why my chapstick is white. Someone clip that, please.
Stop.
I did not hear that part.
Someone clip it. Yo, that's why I laugh so hard. I literally said, if it's not white, it's not right. This nigga said, yeah, man, that's my chapstick. Yeah,
even my eraser, bro. Everything.
I can't. This dude is embracing the role, bro. When LeBron went to Miami and he just embraced that villain role, that's Justin right now, yo. This dude is wild. No. That's what my chest is white.
These are my only three white things. I swear.
And the
Black.
Good job, look, chat. We got different colors. Come on.
Nah, it's too late. The chat already clipped it. It's too late.
It's closed. I'm canceled. Y'all gonna have to find a new co-host.
Justin Leonard. Crazy.
Canceled for having white chaps.
Justin Leonard. Oh my god.
Yo, look at you. Look at you, man.
Either die a hero, live long enough to see yourself turn into a villain.
Bro, what do you mean? I've been MAGA Justin since day one.
Just when Justin finally realized he was a content creator, he made the wrong content.
The wrong content. It's propaganda.
Oh my god.
That's tough.
Oh my god.
Anyways, congrats, Rusty Buckets, on the house.
Yeah, throw dubs in the chat.
Congrats, Rusty.
Throw dubs in
the
chat for Rusty.
I hope you beat one in every single room.
Maybe twice on the second day, you know what I'm saying? It's your house. It's your house. Who can tell you not? Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Who can tell you not? Jerk off five times a day. You know what I'm saying? You do.
Am
you.
I good now?
I feel like we have to get Rusty back on to defend him because we were...
Yeah, I'm about to say...
We were kind of snitching on him.
Yeah, we got to get him back.
Put him out there. Yo, yeah, Rusty, yeah, man, all I know is in this new house, bro, you got to jack off in every room. In every single room. Mm-hmm. Just because, fuck it, it's your house.
That's a fact.
No, you have to save one room for a special occasion.
No, you don't.
Why?
No.
He should make Easter eggs in every room.
No, every you, I'm about to say, you got to at least spray one place on every wall. Not every wall, but at least one wall in every room.
Every wall.
Every wall.
Not every wall, just one wall.
That's four per room.
That's just seeing the cum stain every angle you look.
Do you think he would do it four separate times or just spin around?
He goes, oh, there's another one.
Oh, man.
That's why
This is gonna mark your territory, bro. Like the wild.
Shout out, Rusty, bro. Congrats on the new. We just started shitting.
Every wall, Rusty. Every wall. Make it rusty in every wall of Rusty's house, bro.
Show him who Rusty Buckets really is. You know what I'm saying?
Leave a rusty spot.
He's gonna have to have a new setup then too, right? Because he's got the iconic. Because he does the face cams.
Well, iconic what?
So he doesn't get the copyright. So he's gonna have to redo
the iconic what?
Crusty Buckets.
Like iconic like layout, like with the jerseys and shit, and the plants or whatever he's got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, you're an actual fan now, Justin. You actually know his discography now?
I've been a fan. Oh, my God.
Remember the first time Rusty was on the pod, bro?
I've been a fan.
Crazy. This dude, Justin, goes, what do you say? It was something about the good ones.
I'm a big fan, bro. I only watch the good videos, and he proceeded to name like 3 videos. I think Rusty was like, those are all my worst videos.
I meant to say,
these are
slipped
good
up there. I meant to say my favorite, not the good ones, like my favorite videos. I fucked up, okay?
He said that shit and I lost it. Then he said, those are my bad videos. Yeah.
And I didn't know what I said either at first, because like in my mind I was thinking favorite, but I didn't say it. And then he like called me out mid-sentence. And I was like, what are you talking about?
This dude really did pull up Myers on there, bro. Crazy.
No, I didn't. No, I did not. It's completely different.
Do you
think he's going to keep the same setup is what I'm saying, though? Or do you think he's going to rebrand?
No, I think he will. I think he's also been using green skin. This dude right here. He's been using green screens more as well. So,
I guess I'm a real fan. Actually, I did see one of those. I am a real fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rusty, if you're watching this, hit us up and we'll ask you about your jerk off routine and your new house.
I did ask Twitter like which guest we should have. He was only created to actually reply with, y'all don't have Rusty Buckets on enough. So
okay, case closed.
We'll try to get him on. Shout out Rusty. Congratulations once again on the new house. What if I'm wrong about this? Like, Wordy just fed us wrong information. He just said he's looking at houses.
Oh, shit. We're trusting Wordy?
Yeah.
Like that?
Like that, bruh. Crazy. Yo, Frank Mason.
I gotta look at what he said word for word.
Yeah.
Where did he send it?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to check Twitter again. But, I mean,
he said,
either way.
Shout out to Rusty Buckets for buying his first home. If we are wrong, this is on Wordy, because that's what he said.
This dude right here. By the way, he's on pace to becoming a full-time creator, which is a lot of creators' dreams. That's mine right now, so shout out to him. Last topic on the list. I don't really know how to, again, transition into these. That might be my go-to transition, just to say I don't know how to transition to these. J. Cole waited in the studio for NBA YoungBoy for 8 hours, but he lagged on him. Waveform Dom, react.
What happened?
I'm reading off the fucking topic.
What happened?
I'm gonna read it off again. J. Cole waited in the studio for NBA YoungBoy for 8 hours, but he lagged on him. React. I don't even know what to do with that, bro.
First things first.
Wait a minute. You telling me bum ass, trash ass, overhyped ass,
uh-oh,
with a dent in the middle of his fucking face ass, herpes ass, NBA YoungBoy is gonna stand up J. Cole? Cole World? Jermaine?
Cole?
Like, he's gonna...
2014 Horse Hill Drives?
My man could have been out here dropping heat. Instant classics, and he's out here waiting for your bum ass to not show up.
Well, he could still work for the 8 hours.
That's why all these
men... It make no sense. Let me chill. Don, what'd you say? One mic.
Yeah, I lagged. So
Oh my, Dom, what'd you say?
No, you good. I said J. Cole, he should feel offended that that bum ass nigga will waste his time like that.
I mean, honestly. I don't really listen to Young Boy, so I don't know why. I don't know why J. Cole would even try to collab with him. But.
That's what I'm saying.
Because J. Cole's the GOAT.
His last, what, 2-3 albums he hasn't had a feature on? What?
I mean, that doesn't mean he can't feature on somebody else's stuff.
Okay. I don't know. I just
make a song with somebody.
I just assumed he was featuring NBA. I was like, bro.
I just can't even envision them on the same track. First feature in
years, and it's NBA.
That's not his first, is it? That's his first feature in years?
No. I mean, like, if it's his first feature.
Oh.
On his song in years. If it is.
What do y'all think Cole's dropping again?
It's got to be
end of 2021, end of 2021, beginning of 2022.
Well, when do y'all think Drake is dropping in?
He just did. I'm sure. I'm feeling May, June.
That's 2 months.
Well, yeah, so that's very soon.
Bro, and he hasn't dropped any promo or anything, singles. Leaks?
Well, we talking about Drake right now, right? Isn't that what Justin just said?
No, we're talking about Cole.
Oh, I thought we were talking about J. Cole.
I swear to God, you asked about Drake. Am I bugging? I'm probably bugging.
I did, but for some reason, I still thought we were talking about Cole. Yeah. Right. Okay, yeah, I can see May then.
Yeah, no, when I said May and June, that was for Drake. Because he already had the album planned to come out January. He just pushed it back because he had a torn ACL.
He had the album planned to come out
way before
summer
that.
Of 2020.
Yeah, I was about to say. Remember
when he dropped... Dark Lane demo, whatever it's called. Yeah. He said on Instagram, like, this is just like a throwaway pack, whatever. Album's coming this summer. Tough. And then it didn't.
I wonder why.
Then he said January. Yeah. Then he tore his ACL.
Which
prevented him from dropping music.
He's just waiting for tours to come back, bro. That's really all it is, bro. Because the amount of money these motherfuckers make on tours is insane. We're talking about like $500,000 in one night.
Did you see The Weeknd has like a worldwide tour like set up for right when COVID ends for his album?
And I'm gonna get tickets. I'm gonna get tickets.
He says I'm gonna be in there.
So call out my name. Stop playing with me, bro. Stop playing with me.
I'm going to a couple shows, bro. I'm going to a couple shows. Yo, we got to go to a game. We got to set that up.
Big facts.
I would love to go to a game.
Let's keep it a bug.
Whenever
for a game,
the baby's first concert, bro, I want to be there. The energy at the first the baby concert gonna be.
The baby? Oh my god! That's who you want to be.
Back in the mail is gone.
First, shit, like no, I smell actually, that's a good question. Stop. First concert after COVID, who are you going to see?
Depends the on baby. Who's out, but
no cap.
Who do you want to? The baby, if you could pick.
The baby's up there. The baby.
Stunner for Vegas.
Stunner for Vegas.
No. Yes. I'm not Stunner for Vegas. Not Stunner for Vegas. I'm sorry.
Go.
Polo G.
I was up there thinking in my mind, if there's one person I want to see, is Polo Uzi. G. I feel like that would be insane.
Yeah, because he hasn't had the EA tour at all.
I'm not a big fan of like the new. I feel like if I went for like some of his older stuff, I would have liked it. But like, if he just does Eternal Take,
well, you know, he's not going to just do Eternal Take though.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you never know. Some people will only do like their new.
Has anyone ever actually done a tour and just played new shit? I don't think that's.
Yeah, no. For like album, all right, not just like new shit, but they'll do
they'd be the majority
five or six songs off their new album, and then like a couple of older ones that are like hits.
Yeah. So
that's what I think. I don't know. I've never been to a show. Yeah. I've been to one.
I ain't gonna lie, Ariana Grande concert would be kind of the same.
I don't know. When I think of a show, it's got to be something you can like have some energy with. What are you gonna do at an Ariana Grande concert? You know,
y'all don't know who I'm with. But...
Like sing along, vibe. I guess
he said, "Y'all don't know who I'm with."
I feel like if there's no energy, I wouldn't want
to
be there.
B-Soul's got the perfect girl to compliment his addiction to Ariana Grande.
She put me on to more songs, if anything, bro. Crazy.
They be in the motherfucking jamming, bro. Breece Hoes be over there. They be over there taking turns on the Ox playing Ariana.
Yeah, but it's on the way there. And then once we get there, we're prepared. You know what I'm saying? We did that for Chris Brown, pretty much. But what's a Chris Brown concert? You know what I'm saying?
You know what we should do?
Chris Brown of the Weeknd.
For a concert? The Weeknd.
No, for a concert? The Weeknd, yeah.
Discography.
Or just who's better all time? Chris Brown. Oh, wow.
Do we have time today?
We have time. It's only 10:30. I don't know.
I'm not talking hits. I'm talking discography.
Who's put out better albums? The Weeknd has put out better albums. In terms of just the amount of hits.
Oh, okay.
Like the amount of singles Chris Brown has put out that just went crazy is.
I might not be old enough for Chris Brown hits. And a lot of the hits he did have, I didn't like.
You weren't old enough?
I don't know. Maybe I just didn't like him.
Okay, so do you remember that song, Run It?
Oh my
God. And that.
What the fuck?
Oh my God. What the fuck?
Wipe his nose. It was Run It.
No. Definitely not that.
Yeah, this dude, bro.
Wait, what song did he say?
That nigga looked dead in the camera. I know and said. They did. Yeah, run it. Like, nigga, what?
What song is that? What song
run
is
it? By run
who?
It.
By who?
21.
We said you don't know Run It.
No, yeah, it sounded familiar, but this dude...
That's the only song I know called Running.
Went from... He has a Chris Brown song. Motherfucker started rapping...
Sing the Chris Brown song. 21 Sing it for
Savage.
Me. Sing it for
me. I just sang
I just rapped the 21 Savage verse. Oh, I was listening.
Is a man on the floor? If it ain't...
If he ain't, let me know. Let me see if you can run it.
I actually don't think I know the song.
Yo, stop. Stop playing with me.
I make you say yeah.
Maybe you guys are sucking too.
I don't know your name.
But excuse me, miss. I saw you from across the room.
That's it. That was
That's another song.
So though that song and Run It, that's the beginning of his career. So if you remember that, that is the very start of Chris Brown's career. So from that point on, that's all the music he's put out. So you can't say, oh, I'm too young for
but you
his early music.
Admit that
it's
you got
really
my
younger.
Attention. You make me want to say Brown. Yes. Stop. Chris Brown's a goat.
Go Crazy is fire. Let me look at his albums.
Again, I think The Weeknd has put out better albums. But
the first and only Chris Brown album I listened to was Indigo. And I liked three songs off of it.
That was the first Chris Brown album you listened to? Indigo?
Like all the way through. I'm not a Chris Brown fan.
That shit is 45 songs.
And I like three of them.
Yo, look
That's
at this dude, bro.
Like,
look at this dude.
That's why I was thinking to myself, Chris Brown gets way too much credit, bro. Like,
what do you mean?
He's like Gucci. He's like Gucci Mane.
Thank you, kiss.
So,
huh?
you're just saying he's inefficient, essentially. He's shooting
30%. So inefficient. He's so inefficient when he gets a hit.
The NBA YoungBoy of R&B.
It's not even that good.
Crazy. Hey, Dom, is he the NBA YoungBoy of R&B?
The disrespect is insane.
Also, because he's a woman or something.
Frank Mason says 3 out of 45? That's gotta be racist.
How?
Out of 45 songs,
it's gotta be Frank.
You only like three, bro?
Yeah, Frank. That's gotta be racist.
Frank, we on your boat, bro. We on your boat.
I've never heard a shorty who had him sing Chris Brown lyrics. You right. Except for Go Crazy. I love that song.
Chris Brown washes Ye in the verses. Look at where do, bro. Anyways.
Semantics, man.
Skins.
Semantics, man.
It's not that.
He said, I don't know, races.
I don't hate light skins.
Yo.
I don't know, man.
This whole part has just been just and defending.
Damn, I'm trying to think of a light skin I like.
The facts.
Oh, man. But that was the last topic I had. I mean, if y'all want to talk about anything else, we can close out relatively
early. Yeah, no. I actually have a topic.
Go ahead.
Did y'all see, basketball related, did y'all see those City Edition, not the City Edition, the, what are they called?
Oh.
Earned Edition.
Y'all
see that trash?
Yeah, no, I ain't gonna lie. Ever since the NBA went to Nike, I haven't been
jerseys
a fan of the
awful.
Jerseys. Yeah.
Didn't they just switch to Jordan?
Dog water.
I think it's a logo, dude. It's like they make everything so bold. Like, it doesn't have to be so like bold. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to get into my design bag, but it's just the lines aren't there. You know what I'm saying? It's just too thick.
I'm just looking at these.
Like, the materials is kind of off, you know?
The Celtics?
Too thick.
Wait, you mean like the names?
No, oh my god, this is right here. No, like the...
Or just the logo.
No, it's like, you know the little, like, you know how the majority of the jersey's white, and then there's like the blue thing right here, and then by the neck?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like that's been too thick, you know what I'm saying? So...
They're different sizes on different jerseys. Like, if you look at the Heat ones, are super thin. I'm looking at the pictures, so I'm kind of cheating. But yeah, I just wanted to roast a couple of these jerseys. First things first, the Celtics jersey. Y'all literally took the Celtics jersey and didn't change it, just made it a different color green. That's a L.
What the Clippers fuck? That's
the Clippers jersey. You just took the same jersey, made it gray. Let's see some other ones. The Rockets jersey. Is that not the Rockets jersey already?
Yeah. Wait.
Look at the Mavs. Wait. Look at the Mavs.
Can you send me the link? Can you send me the link?
Yeah, send it on the podcast.
He said the Rockets jersey. Isn't that the Rockets jersey already? Yo.
Justin
is in his biggity bag today, chat. Y'all getting a Justin classic.
I'd say I'm tonight. I have a good eye for design. Not trying to pump my own horn or whatever the fuck.
This dude right here. Okay.
I'm looking for the Mavs jersey. Here it is.
Isn't that
Tell the me this isn't already the Mavs jersey.
What the fuck? Yo. Isn't that the Lakers jersey already? They're black ones? Without the stripes?
These are appearance? Black with purple.
No, it's in the group chat. The iMessage.
The Lakers jersey is clean, that one right now. But there's only so many combinations you can do with these colors.
Let's do it right here. Hold on. I got you.
What?
Justin, keep analyzing before.
I'm like so upset with the ones they did. Like, they put no effort into. Like, didn't change. But then the ones they did change are just as bad. What is this? Is that the bus station? Like, is this the metro? What is that?
Yeah, this is.
Why is the Heat yellow?
The Heat being yellow is wild. I don't get that. Nike's just
did
not
they even change the blazer? What is that Blazers jersey? It, like, they just took the color out of it.
Bro, they put saturation at zero. I'm about to say, yo. What the fuck?
The Raptors, they just took the same jersey they always do, but changed the red to purple. Which is kind
of
cool.
What is the theme of this? Nike NBA earned jerseys? What does that mean?
I think teams that earned a spot in the playoffs last year. I think playoff teams were last year.
They've been doing it for a couple of years.
Man, yeah, keep them earned jerseys, bro.
There's like city edition and then earned.
Those shits is ass, bro. I go lie.
Yeah, I don't know. The yellow Heat one is pretty dog shit. The Bucks doesn't look bad. I like the Magic.
The Bucks is nice. The
Jazz looks nice. The Nuggets looks nice. The Nets look nice. The other ones look like the same fucking jerseys. It doesn't look anything different.
Either they're the same, which is, I guess visually it's fine because I'm cool with the ones they have. So if you didn't change it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Either it's the same or they made it just trash. Like, they didn't make any original cool ones, I feel like.
I don't know. I feel like.
But I say that every year and then I eventually start liking them. I said that about the Celtics banner jerseys they have this year, but I kind of like them now.
Again, okay. I don't like any of the Nike jerseys. I'm going to lie. Like, the Adidas jerseys is still my thing. I just feel like once Nike took Nike over, too, yeah. Once, well, everything is Nike.
I could have sworn they switched to Jordan.
The Orlando Magic, the Magic have a Jordan patch. But ever since Nike took over,
Magic and the Hornets.
Ever since Nike took over, it's just everything's just been like minimalistic. And I get that there's an appeal to that. And that's like what everyone wants, really. In terms of how they want their house set up. Like, you know, at least, you know, for a majority of people, that's like what's clean and rich and shit like that.
Marty likes this one. Okay. I do like the books one because it's got the antlers on the side.
But like the logo, even just the logos from the early 2000s, the late 90s, like the Sixers logo, how that looked back then compared to what it is now. I just like that old design better. But it is what it is. They got to adjust the times.
I feel like with some of the newer like rebranded teams are like trash too. Like any team that's like newer or recently like the Clippers branding is horrible. Like you couldn't have made it any more boring.
Yeah, it already was ass even in the 2000s.
What?
But it was never good. The Clippers branding was never good.
I'm saying like a newer team. Yeah, it was never good.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's another newer team? Let's see. Oh, well, most of these teams are older because they're in the playoffs. They're actually good. Fuck. Do you remember what was that one team that was around? The Bobcats, bro. They had some of the worst branding. Do you remember them?
Don remembers them.
Oh, my God. Bro, they fucking looked like a high school team. Like, it was horrible.
Oh, fucking Bobcats.
Kemba Walker, bro. Crazy.
Jesus Christ.
Crazy. Gerald Wallace.
The Bobcats.
Crazy. Al Jefferson.
Fucking Bobcats.
I'm trying to know about Big Al, bro.
Corey McGinn.
The true Big
Adam
Al.
Adam Morrison.
Steven Jackson, bro. What you...
Earl Boykins.
Crazy. Tyrus Thomas.
Earl Boykins.
Tyrus Thomas, yeah. DJ White.
What's your favorite jersey?
Of the Sean one? May. Niggas don't even know who Sean May is.
I don't know who Sean May is. Yeah, I know who
you shouldn't. I'm glad you don't.
Let's do seven. The 7-win Bobcats, bro. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
You say 7-win?
7-win. Seven in the 82-game season, no lockout. Actually, never mind. It might have been the lockout season, actually. I don't know. Either way, any season, 7 wins is ass.
Yeah, it's definitely not the best.
Yeah. But any more topics for the pod, fellas? We can close this out a little bit earlier, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no guess.
Yeah, nah. No guess. I don't really got anything to ask.
We had our fun today, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Still one of my hardest.
Y'all just called me racist and laughed at me the whole time.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. And that shit was hilarious.
That made my night. Calling you racist made my night.
Okay, now I don't like
this. I got something to say. Yo, Dom 2K, I'm calling you out, son.
Hold on, let me get my gunshots in.
I got 2K21 now. I've been playing Play Now. I'm 3-1, and I was playing on stream with 15 concurrent viewers to vouch for my skills. So we out here. Yeah, I'm coming for your throne. There's only room for one Dom out here.
Let's go.
There's only room for one Dom out here.
Let's go.
Clip this and send it to him. Real dominant.
Yeah. Let his goons know what it's about, bro.
Yeah.
He's gonna look at you like you played JV in high school, bro. He's gonna see that and be like, oh, Dom 1K?
Dom 1K? He probably gonna DM me, is this serious?
Are you dead ass?
Are you serious?
15.
Are you
really
gonna do that?
Did B-Souls raid you? Look at you. Alright, let's do outros. Let's do outros. MAGA Justin, say goodbye to the people.
Shout out Papa Joe for the stimmy. Make
Papa
sure y'all
Joe.
GG, see y'all this weekend.
Yeah. Dominique, say goodbye to the people, man.
Deuces, everybody. It's been your monster for midnight snack. And it's creeping on midnight, so we gotta get up out of here because I gotta be there for her to snack on. So see you.
I don't know what you just said, but
goodbye. He's gotta head out.
He gotta head out. That's all I heard. Peace out.